in the Southland, broadcasting live from the islands, Island Boy, in Manhattan Beach, right here at Manhattan Village at the mall. Mason in Ireland, as we get ready for the pie-eating contest, we are preparing for the Kona pie-eating contest. Mason, Corporate Greg, and I, Johnny I.
Okay, we've had an amendment, Chris.
Okay.
We got to give the people what they want, as you used to say on the old morning show.
Right.
It's the first person to complete the entire serving.
Yes.
Talk to Bergman. That's the new rule.
We just can't do time stuff. We can't do time stuff. So we're just doing the bit. We're going to see who finishes the most. Why don't you put your microphone on instead of yelling at me?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Now go. All right, wait. Rick, we can't hear him.
We've got discombobulation at the islands. We're preparing for pie.
We're live.
And who doesn't like it when you're preparing for pie?
Rick, it's this one that's giving him trouble.
Meanwhile, turn your mic on. I think all mics are down.
This is
no, I'm good.
We're a very small market right now.
All right, now he's up.
There we go.
Greg is not up though, but that's
where are the pies lined up?
Oh, now they're bringing the pies. So the rule is, you'll see, it's a very large serving.
Oh, I've had
of Kona pie.
Of Kona
now, are you
pie.
Still going to go, Mace, with the liquid?
Greg, you're wearing the video glasses. Wait, now, Rick, why can't we hear Greg?
I don't know.
It's all right. Okay. Rick's
all right, don't worry about me.
No, Greg, you're good now.
Yeah, okay,
no,
you're good now. So I'm wearing glasses.
Oh, here
glasses
they come. So you
Meta.
See, it is one serving of Kona pie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought it was the whole pie.
No, it's not a whole pie.
Oh, that's a piece of cake.
Ooh, look at these. All right, you come around. You got to come around.
Yeah, I'm coming.
All right,
around.
We're taking these off now. Now we're taking this.
One, two. Okay. So we're gonna put all three pieces of. And by the way, shout out to Kim Casillas, the manager here at Islands. Thank you, Kim. All right. So we've got Bergman, Mason, and Morales. Pepe, can you see the competitive field here?
Yeah, they're too close.
Now it's going to be the first person who we determine the entire pie is complete, okay?
No hands.
No hands is the rule. Mace, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Greg, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Hit Meta.
Chris, are you ready?
I'm going to do it, baby.
Carlo, are you ready? All right. On three. One, two, three, go. All right, Mason taking Mace is doing very well. Mason taking gigantic bites. Morales is Pepe Morales is getting it caught in his beard. Mason is off to a huge lead. And Greg is taking some quick bites. Now Greg's tied Mace. Greg is right there. Morales is really struggling with the beard, Pepe. The beard is a huge deterrent.
That's what I said.
But Mace, it's a two-horse race between Mace and Bergman. Bergman is coming on strong. Oh, it's very close. Mace has the lead. Bergman's getting close. Oh, Bergman's right to the end. Bergman's crest is gone. All right. Morales, you're out. You ain't doing. Oh, Bergman's getting close. Greg Bergman wins! Mace, you have a couple of pieces left. Greg dusted the entire pie. And Chris, the beard hampered you greatly. Bergman wins it. Chris, the beard screwed you.
The beard screwed me. It was a lot of whipped cream into my nose quickly. I couldn't breathe, but that's okay.
Mace, valiant effort. You came up just short. Your thoughts?
I'm very proud of my performance. I'm going to finish the pie now.
Okay, you still want to eat? Greg, this was ridiculously efficient. You kind of stayed with your strategy. Mason jumped out to a huge lead, and you just were steady. And what do you attribute this victory?
Just really big bites. That was where I went. I saw it's in his eye, Mace. I don't know how you got it in your
Mace
eye.
Mace has it on his eye, his nose, his cheek. It looks like face paint.
You came from the back. Without even thinking about it.
That's right. You were steady. Pepe, I thought Greg's strategy was the best. He was steady. Mace, I thought you took three big bites early and it may have tripped you up.
It was the early bites were terrible because I couldn't turn the mic off.
and Chris, now that we look at it and you've got it all over you now, I think the beard put you at a huge disadvantage.
Well, listen. I tried to go cream first, and I went right into it, and then the cream was in the nose, and it was tough. That was a bad play.
And, Greg, I have a feeling you'll be using the John Ireland laundry service on that particular Travis Matthew coat.
Chris,
I'm going to need your help with this, but it was about getting right into it, full bites, finish, swallow, and then go back
in. Yeah, you took your time.
Shout out to Andrew, one of the managers here at Islands. Thank you, Andrew, for the wet towels.
I told you about the beer. Remember? I told you.
And
then I mentioned the cream. Remember I mentioned the cream getting in the nose?
The
That's
cream.
What happened.
That's exactly what he inhaled the cream.
I did.
Yeah.
You can't. Don't inhale.
Chris's beard knocked him out early. Greg, I thought
I knew the beard would be a disaster for you.
Yeah. Greg, you were very steady. You had the same pace start to finish. Mace, by trying to jump out, it was kind of the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah.
You were the hare. He was the tortoise. He stayed steady.
You took smaller bites.
No, I did not.
I took big bites. The same size
yes,
bites. Yes,
every single time.
Mace, you took three gigantic bites.
You took an early lead.
Really, right at the beginning, I wanted you to go really just stick your whole face into it. So we faked it. Morales and I both faked our going into it, hoping that you would put your face directly into it. So we didn't do it. You went slow.
And you were breathing. I noticed that you were taking your time. You were breathing.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Bergman seemed to have like some type of a strategy that worked brilliantly.
Yeah.
So, by the way, Mace, this is the second eating competition you've lost. The first one was controversial because we think Sliwa cheated.
Yeah, I think Sliwa
in the
cheated.
Hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, he did.
But, Bergman, this was a well-earned victory by you.
By the way, that jacket is over. I thought it was a great performance.
Oh, Greg, you know, I got you on that jacket. I will get it out of there.
Here's the thing. If people saw that, watched it on YouTube.
Oh, is it on the YouTube?
Greg's DMs are about to pop for many reasons.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Greg can eat pop.
Hey, some people have skills. This is my skill.
And special thanks to Dan McCausland, the regional manager here at Islands. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Dan's the one that made all this possible.
I'm going to go change into my Island Boy outfit now.
Okay, good. Big day, huh?
A lot of cream in my nose and then Island Boy.
Yep, there you go.
Man, I'm going to be all hyped up when we play pickleball later, John.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of sugar.
It's a coffee. It's coffee flavored.
Yeah,
that's right.
I was impressed with all of you. And what we didn't anticipate was Chris was severely limited by that beard.
Yeah, I actually knew the beard would work against him. I thought the beard would work against you too, Bert.
I mean, his beard is bigger than mine, but I still have the same size of beard. I don't think I got anything in my nose, and that's what was helpful.
Yeah, he just inhaled a bunch of cream.
I am absolutely not coming on Saturday.
He said, no way. And so there was no talking, and then you heard Wyatt
after this.
I am absolutely not coming.
That's all right, Wyatt. You earned your money today.
Oh, that's awesome.
You picked the right time, Wyatt.
That's awesome. Saturday, by the way, is Pickleball Madness. We're at the Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Valley. Want to see all you guys out there.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. We got all kinds of sponsors. We actually got
Pepe, are you playing in the pickleball tournament?
No.
You're coming to watch?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Of course. I want to see how ridiculous you guys are going to look.
Pepe.
You always dwell on the negative, don't
you? You always dwell on the negative.
I love you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, I've known you for a long time.
A long time. I've known Pepe since the...
Since you started with this guy.
Yeah, since like early 90s.
By the way, we're a tournament update. Nevada up 10.
Yes.
Oregon up 11. And North Carolina up big. North Carolina's going in the next round. Not surprising. They're one seed. But Nevada at 10 looks like they're going to beat Dayton. They're up 10. A lot of time left, though. 13-10 to go.
Is Houston playing today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
How about Purdue?
Purdue tomorrow.
Yeah, by the way, I got Nevada minus 1.5. I look good in that game.
Oregon, who was a lower seed, is going to advance. It's an 11. They're going to beat South Carolina, who's a 6.
I ask you a question. When I was growing up, the NCAA tournament was a gigantic deal. And obviously, we're all here for the Madden.
Right.
What has changed? Because it's not like we're not at the point where mom filled out a bracket. Like
right.
Back in the day, mom filled out a bracket.
I'll tell you what I think it is.
Okay.
Back when, you know, I'm a UCLA grad.
Yep.
When we had Lou Elster, we got him for 3 years.
Right.
Okay. So now we live in an era of these players come and they're gone in a year. I think we could do a quiz right now on mics right now are Greg, Pepe, Steve, and I. I don't think any of us could name 5 men's college. No. Maybe Greg. But 5, could you name 5 men's college basketball players?
Only players on UCLA.
Necked from Tennessee.
Yeah, but you only know
Edie from Purdue.
You only know that because you wrote a game.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're all the names.
But you can name 5 women's players.
I could.
Yeah, I can do women's players.
And Juju in Watkins, who plays at USC, is fantastic.
You know, I read yesterday that
I think to answer your question, I think what happens is we don't identify these teams anymore because we don't know any of the players.
Yeah, there nobody returns. The good guys return.
We remember Leitner and the team.
Leitner and Hurley and Grant Hill were there every year. And even if, like, Worthy, my buddy James Worthy, left 1 year early, but you still got 3 years of James Worthy, 3 years of Michael Jordan.
That's right.
Now we're getting 1 year and done. And, yeah. You can't identify with your school anymore.
Let me ask you this. If I say,
yeah,
what's the greatest moment in NCAA tournament history, what do you think of?
Christian Laettner
Christian Laettner,
Grant
the turnaround
Christian
jumper.
Laettner to beat Kentucky.
Yeah, that was the moment.
And Tyus Edney down the floor against Missouri.
Down the floor against Missouri, right?
You know, second round.
The shot that would have, I can't remember, I think it was Duke, but Gordon Hayward, when he was playing for Butler and Duke was up two, threw up a half-court shot, and it rimmed out. Yeah. It hit the backboard, the rim, popped straight up in the air, and out. And Duke won by two. Had he hit that shot, because Butler's a small school from Indiana, that would have been the greatest moment in tournament history.
Right.
It just rimmed out. So I think it's the Laettner play.
Yeah. I read yesterday that some economist came out and said he thinks that Caitlin Clark is going to be worth $20 to $40 million to the WNBA.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Annually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable the growth. I mean, for years people wouldn't talk about women's basketball. Now all of a sudden women's basketball. I mean, we're actually carrying NCAA women's basketball games here on 710.
A couple of points on that.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, it's more expensive to buy a ticket to the women's tournament than it is to buy a ticket to the men's tournament. And frankly, and I was never one of these guys, if you said, all right, Ireland, you can have a free ticket to go see any game in the tournament, I think I'm using it on a women's game.
You have to.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, one of those Caitlin Clark games.
Yeah, and
Caitlin Clark has a tough bracket.
And
too.
not only is Caitlin Clark, and I'll look up the details of this, and we can dive into it deeper tomorrow when we're back in studio, but not only did this economist, I read the same article you read, say they can ask for $20 to $40 million more annually in TV rights fees, but for the first time ever, the women can negotiate separate from the men. Mm. For example, ESPN has a big college deal.
Yes.
And what happens is the women piggyback onto the men's deal, and ESPN gets the men's tournament. Or ESPN gets the women's tournament.
Yeah.
Now the women are going to negotiate separate from the men. They don't need the men anymore.
Right.
They've got their own thing going. And because of her, because of Caitlin Clark, everybody's watching. Hey, there's Chris and his Island Boy.
Chris Morales doing his Island Boy thing.
There you go.
Cappy and Shadano are coming up here, by the way, all afternoon long for the madness.
And by the way, Greg, Cappy and Shadano, Greg and I are playing pickleball tonight at 6. They played today at 1:40.
That's right.
Oh, really? At the same place?
Everybody's training. Yeah, everybody's in a chat.
Except for you.
Except the guy who fell off the stationary
bike. Hey, that bike was tough. It, by the way, it wasn't totally stationary.
You ever hear of anybody falling off of
arms,
a stationary bike?
The arms go, and that throws you off.
It throws you off.
Yeah, throws me off. Yeah.
Or that's supposed to keep you on the bike.
Or is it just an excuse? I don't know.
There's so much whipped cream still in my nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were severely limited by your facial hair growth.
Yeah.
That did you in.
All right, we are live at Islands in Manhattan Beach. Everybody's invited here all day long, all night long. Don't forget, Pickleball Madness is on Saturday at the Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Valley. Want to see you out there as well. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, let me tell you about Jacob Imrani, great friend of mine, great friend of the show, great friend of the station, great partner, great partner. You know the one thing? I'll just screw this script. So the one thing I always tell Jacob is he's a great dad. He's a great father. His kids go everywhere with him. They're great kids. He's just an all-around good dude. And if you are involved in some kind of accident, some kind of injury, you want Jacob. He's here for every day of March Madness. If you get into an accident, it is madness, right? Trying to deal with everything. What Jacob's going to do is he's going to talk to the insurance company for you. And you won't pay a penny out of pocket for any medical expenses. Your car rental, getting the settlement that you deserve will absolutely happen. 25 years. Huge Lakers fan, Lakers sponsor, huge partner with ESPN. Great dad. Jacob Imrani is the guy. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob Imrani. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com, and don't forget to follow Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.Jacob. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Breaking news, can't get away, Kobe Gate.
From Shams Charania, yep. Lakers say Jalen Hood-Schifino underwent a lumbar microdiscectomy back procedure today.
That's all right, terrible. So is he out for the year?
It doesn't say what he's out for, but
sounds
he
bad.
Has.
It is a... Oh, sorry.
Well, he's only played in 21 games.
I mean, a he's not really in the rotation. Microdiscectomy.
Listen, if they could just get healthy.
Well, we wish him totally well.
If they could just get healthy, I mean, you know.
All right, hey, one of the...
If Gabe Vincent comes back, it's all going to be good.
He is coming back?
No.
Oh, still not.
If they could just all play together year four,
yeah,
it'll be great.
Year four. Excellent.
All right, so one of our listeners who's here at the remote just made a really good point.
I'm sure that everybody here has a good point.
That we haven't.
Because he wasn't on the 2 o'clock call.
We haven't talked about. All right. So, Ipe. Is that are we pronouncing
Ipe.
That?
Ipe.
Ipe. Yeah.
The translator for Ohtani, who the Dodgers fired on Wednesday, yesterday. Admitted in that ESPN interview, or admitted to someone, that he makes between $200,000 and $300,000 a year. Right?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
What?
There is no bookie.
Right.
In the world, that lets that guy run up a $4 million.
Well, wait a minute.
Yes, they do.
Bookies?
No, they don't.
A bookie's game is sure. I'll give you credit.
Right.
That.
But
I'll
once
give,
that guy,
you
once
don't
that
have
guy,
to bet cash.
Okay, but once that guy loses over $1 million, you ain't giving you send Biff and Rocco with the crowbar when he gets to $1 million.
Let me ask you. He's got a broken knee
if
before he
runs
out.
If he knows the money is job, coming Pepe. From Shohei Ohtani,
right.
My
right.
point
account,
exactly.
Does he not take the credit?
I'm point, Shohei's
exactly.
translator.
So that ties in Shohei.
That
you guys are all rushing to judgment on Shohei.
No, but Shohei is trying to say that he had no knowledge of this.
Correct.
That this money was stolen from him.
That is correct.
How does it get to $4.5 million?
Well, if you were worth. Seriously, it's a matter of scale.
Correct.
If you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and Shohei has made a bunch of money, do you really
notice?
He has
a $700 million
contract. Do you really notice $4 million?
No, Shohei doesn't. But how does this guy get the money without Shohei knowing about it?
Exactly. Let's lower the scale. Let's say you and I were much closer. You let me in the hot tub.
Yeah, that's never happened.
And you let me
tonight.
Run up. Would you let me? I hope so. Would you let me run up a tab to, let's say, $400,000?
No.
Well, wait a minute. If you snuck my bank account.
No.
That's what this guy did.
No, he didn't. Snuck, they denied that
he
story. They said that wasn't true.
No. They said Shohei's side of the story is the guy stole the money. He didn't know it was being stolen.
And first of all, what is the side of the story of
his PR companies?
First of all, Shohei has not spoken to anyone, so there is no Shohei side of the story.
We know that somebody came out and said, no, the money was stolen without Shohei's knowledge.
Yeah, a friend
Pepe,
of a friend of a friend.
Do you know what I'm saying here? If that guy, if that interpreter, let's say, takes in $1 million in losses. Let me make it easier. Let's say he takes in $2 million in losses. Aren't you coming to collect? You're not letting that guy get to $4.5 million unless you know Shohei is backing.
And where do you go to collect?
To Shohei.
the Shohei.
Right, okay, which is why this is a problem.
So let me ask you, so do you believe Shohei's fingerprints are on this?
Yes.
You believe he was in on it?
I think he knew about it. When you say fingerprints are on it, that means he's culpable. I don't believe that yet.
You don't believe he's
but
culpable?
But I do believe he knew about it.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you, Pepe, do you?
I'm with John, you know.
Do you think Shohei
something.
Knew this guy had a gambling problem?
Yes, I do.
I think the guy stole the money out
this
of
this. Reminds me.
You can't possibly think that truthfully. Like,
but remember he believes, and he believes this. He thinks USC knew nothing about Reggie Bush's parents.
They did. I read the report.
Yeah.
Read the report.
Yeah. Read the 36
he's an SC
page,
fan and making fun of you.
Read the 36-page NCAA report. There's no link.
Come on, man.
There's no linkage.
No,
there's none. And I'm not willing to
You believe everything you read.
What? The NCAA report. Yeah,
that was their conclusion.
It was their conclusion.
They're always truthful.
In the end, I don't think we know enough to say Shohei was in on this.
Of course. We don't know.
The way you got to be careful how you phrase this. When you say in on it, that indicates that maybe he did something wrong. I just think he knew about it. I think he knew about it and said,
"How can you know about it and not know it was coming from his account?"
Well, I think he did know. I think he cut the.
He knew he was wiring money to a gambler.
I tend to believe the story from Ipe.
From the guy that got shot down?
No, from Ipe when he said he was sitting next to me when I wired the money.
I don't.
Why would Ipe lie about that?
Yeah, why would he lie?
Why would Ipe lie?
Yeah.
Why?
Why would Ipe lie?
Yeah.
No, why would Shohei lie? What would
Shohei hasn't lied. He hasn't spoken.
Well, but there is a statement out, obviously, that this guy stole the money.
Why do you not believe
the statement?
In other words, if
Shohei's in on this, he's in big trouble, and he's not going to play this.
But guys, the more we talk about this, I'm now thinking about it again. The only way this goes away is if Shohei doesn't sit down with somebody.
Yeah, he's not going to.
He has no chance. If they would have kept, if they would have kept the story the same right from the beginning, Ipe has a gambling problem. I've been paying off his gambling debts. It would have stopped
right there.
Yeah, but it didn't.
No, he's still wiring money.
No,
to an
and Greg
is right.
They had two opposites.
No,
stories.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was first, and then it went over to they went to go talk to ESPN. Ipe talked to ESPN.
Sure, he made his story. This is his
And then the
invention.
Crisis management team came out before they could put out the story and said, no, it's all false. He stole it. And then now he's fired.
That's what's a bad look.
Yes.
Lawyers! Yeah, it's – somebody just yelled, it's lawyers. He's right.
Well, it is lawyers. Yeah.
Once the lawyers got involved –
And by the way, in the end –
What do lawyers and PR firms always say? Deny.
And so they eventually
they're doing now.
I mean, he's got $700 million. He can make this go away.
Why would Shohei's people let Ipe go talk to ESPN for 90 minutes and then he lying in that 90 minutes?
Why do you think Shohei had to know it was Ipe at all? Why do you think that Shohei knew Ipe was going there and not just covering his tracks?
Because they're together every day.
Because they're together all the time.
I assume what happened was Ipe is covering his tracks by trying to do an interview with ESPN.
Tuesday morning, Ipe was in the dugout with Shohei.
Correct.
Yeah. And then Tuesday night.
Shohei didn't know what was going on. Did Shohei know what was going on?
That's what you think. You know, the. I mean, this here is we're not focusing in the.
Focus!
That
yeah.
we
focus!
Focus.
Focus! Focus!
We're not focusing in the money. $4 million is a lot of money.
Right,
yes. Okay? And we don't
what do we always say, Mace? Follow the money.
In fairness, if Lisa wired $200,000 somewhere today, would you know?
I would know if she did $4 million.
But on a scale, isn't $200,000 to you what $4.5 million is to Shohei?
If you're worth $1 billion, would you know about 4.5?
Yeah,
I think I think Shohei's got that
question.
In his pocket right now.
Yeah,
because there are a long list of people who got scammed by their business managers, people who had access to their funds, access to their accounts.
At one point, had a business manager. Do you still?
I don't. I got rid of him.
When you had him.
Yep. He could have done anything he wanted.
He had access to wire money to someone else.
Correct.
Huh.
I asked him to wire money. And
there were no mechanism which you would know. You just trusted
Correct.
Him to tell
I just
you.
Trusted him with my money, whether that's smart or not. I did get every penny away from him.
John,
not that I was trying to get away from him. He was fine. I just didn't want to pay for him anymore.
You mentioned Shaquille O'Neal yesterday, and that's a very good point because Shaquille knows that a lot of people kind of steal money, you know?
Well, the story Pepe is referencing is I asked Shaq once, I was on a plane. We were just killing time. I said, man, you make so much money. Do you know where all of it is? And he said, I have three people managing my money, and I got another guy watching them.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah. And so maybe if Shohei, I'm trying to entertain Mason's premise here. Maybe if Shohei trusted this guy, Ipe, implicitly, and it sounds like they've been best friends and together for
best
a long
friends,
time.
Yeah.
Maybe he did have he did have the launch codes.
Right. He did access.
He did have access.
I
mean,
I think that's the other side of this is that it's possible that he had access and did this on his own without Shohei knowing about it. I'll tell you what, if Shohei knew about this, even if he wasn't gambling, this is going to be a gigantic distraction. And if he is involved in wiring money to an illegal bookmaker that is being investigated by the feds, Shohei is in trouble.
He will be suspended. It'll just be a matter of how much.
It's going to take a long time. It's going to take years for this to fully come out.
So, I don't think
you really think it's going to come out in a month? That just sounds ridiculous.
Not in a month. But
like, this is something
gonna
that's
going to
be drag. This is going to go on forever. And by the way, it's also
Greg. You think no resolution this season?
No, I think no resolution to the season. And also, Rob Manfred is probably involved with this in some way. He should just allow it to go away because of what he did with the Astros. I mean, I think that's fair.
Oh, right. Just let it go?
Yeah, we got some clapping. There you go.
Yeah.
Does this give Dave Roberts another excuse? Swept
Boy,
in the playoffs.
You and Dave Roberts. It's Dave Roberts. It's Joe Davis. Who else? Caleb Williams. You've just got a you-know-what list.
Well, Dave Roberts sucks.
Dave Roberts has a chance to win the World Series this year.
Uh-huh. Wait, Chris.
Just like every year.
Chris, how many other managers have won 10 straight division
titles?
How
many other managers have won 10 straight and get swept in the playoffs constantly?
Well, he won in 20.
Oh, the break season when they had 3 months off.
Right.
The same
thing
with the Lakers one? Do you not count the Lakers or the Dodgers?
Well, we're not getting into the Lakers.
No, but they both won a, as you call it, a break season.
Did the Lakers get swept after being the best team?
Did the banner count for the Lakers?
Did last year?
I know. Answer my question first.
Yeah. I'll give Dave Roberts the banner.
And did the World Series count?
Yes.
Well, Chris, here's where I'll agree with you. It was either yesterday or the day before. I think it was yesterday. I sent a story that Andy McCullough in The Athletic said that Dave Roberts, and I thought about this, and I think he's right, occupies the hottest seat in all of sports right now. Is
Correct.
There another manager
yes.
or coach?
Except now he has an asterisk, because now it'll be all this distraction.
No.
Yes, uh-huh.
If he does not win the World Series this year, he's done.
If Shohei plays in all the games, then I think
this will be
right.
a distraction throughout the season?
I don't think you can play that card if Shohei plays.
Okay. If he plays and he doesn't play good, he's right.
Thank you, Pepe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think
you think that you think Dave Roberts would have an excuse?
Well, no, because he's going to use that as an excuse. Okay?
No, I don't think he'll survive it.
Because
no,
he won't Shohei, if something is
I'm with Mason.
Bothering
I think
Shohei,
he gets fired if they
it's
don't
gonna
win.
It's going to be in his head.
Win the World Series or bust. That's it.
That's
Dave
right.
Roberts fired if he does not win
I don't
the World
know.
Series.
And whatever happens with Shohei doesn't matter.
Period. It doesn't matter with Shohei.
Also, side note, I don't think we're supposed to eat that much coffee, ice cream, and whipped cream.
I am.
Why are you feeling?
I'm flying.
Are you
going
to be
now.
Sprinting to the restroom?
I've got a lot of sugar in me. Also,
yeah,
yeah, lot of sugar. I feel like
I feel a little
very lifted
up, a little
right
wired.
Now.
Yeah,
I was impressed with the effort from all three of you.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, you know, Yankees play-by-play announcer Michael Kay is an interesting guy. He raised a question that I think it's something he hates.
Okay, he's a weird guy.
He is a weird guy.
I love him, but he's never had a condiment, and he doesn't. There's a bunch of stuff
condiment?
He doesn't do. Yeah, he's never had any type of a condiment.
Ketchup? Supposedly.
Ranch.
No. Allegedly.
Mustard, nothing. He's like Al Michaels, never eaten a vegetable.
Yeah. Allegedly never ate a vegetable. So he said something that he hates, but I love. We'll do that coming up next. Pepe's here. Bergman's here. Morales is here. Ireland's here. Coming up for you, Shinano and Cap are here live from Islands of Manhattan Beach, 710 ESPN.
What's wrong, Mace? You can't use the mic? All the coffee
It's on.
Is this on? Come on out if you're on your way home. We got Matt. We got the. Just a little. Matt. I don't know if he's going to mount me right here.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to want to share onion rings. Maybe he goes for Kona pie.
Yeah.
All those things possible.
Yeah.
Greg says he has an update on Shohei.
Okay,
so Tisha Thompson has been writing all about this so far for ESPN, and this is part of an article she's just put out.
Okay.
On Thursday, a source close to Ohtani gave an explanation for the changing storylines. As Ohtani's handlers tried to determine what had happened, they initially relied solely on Mizuhara, who continued to translate for Ohtani. After Wednesday's season opening game in South Korea, Dodgers official called a clubhouse meeting and told players a negative story was coming later in the day. A team official said, and Mizuhara apologized, saying he had a gambling addiction. It was then the official said that Ohtani understood for the first time what was happening and began asking questions. So this is what they're going with the spin now, is that Ohtani...
Why can't it just be the truth?
Everything
just the
is
truth? That can be just the truth.
Since when?
Why can't that just be the truth?
This was the first time he asked questions.
Right.
It could be true.
Definitely could be true. Pepe, what?
Mike.
It has to be on.
Come
it's
on,
off
Pepe.
Right now.
This ain't
now it's on. Now you can talk.
So Ohtani, no nothing.
Yes, totally
he was Sergeant Schultz.
By the way, it is
nothing. No one has ever escaped.
See, I always assume the best of people.
Uh-huh.
I always assume the best in people.
That's not even.
Don't
Mr.
Warmth.
You're the biggest gossip at the radio station.
What do you mean gossip at the radio station?
I don't participate in gossip
at the radio station. Who do I gossip about?
All of us.
I don't gossip. I'm not a gossip.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I'm not.
No, not at all. Never.
Head down, pencils up. That's what I deal with.
Uh-huh.
He might lie, but he won't gossip.
What's the Michael Kay story?
Okay, so Michael Kay came out and said he met a famous actress, Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
And afterwards, he said, I do not like meeting famous people. I do not like meeting famous people.
Why?
He says it's awkward. Yeah, you love meeting famous people.
Yeah,
I would love to meet Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson, exactly.
Married to Colin Jost from SNL.
Yeah. So, Ireland, who's the most famous person you've met?
President Obama.
Oh, that's right. You met Obama.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Bergman, what about you?
Shaq.
Shaq, very famous. Yeah.
You met Jack Nicholson.
He talked to me. He just said, great interview.
Pepe, most famous person you've ever met?
Charlize Theron.
You met Charlize?
Yes.
And what were the circumstances of that?
I was interviewing people, and then she stopped. Nobody knew her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was early in her career?
She stopped and started talking to me. Nobody was paying
wow,
attention.
Wow, that's
good job,
cool
Pepe.
Morales?
Steve Hartman.
Shut up.
By the way, Radio Michael Fan is the guy that puts out who everybody hates Kaplan.
Yeah.
He's made a new one. It's people that CMM Spectrum doesn't like.
Oh, yeah.
Right, who's on the list?
The Morales Gutless List.
Yeah.
VVIP Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
Joe Davis.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams.
But I don't dislike Joe Davis. I talked to him at the Hall of Fame induction.
This is who he has on the list.
It's impossible to dislike Joe Davis.
I don't
dislike
him.
He's a nice guy.
He's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Caleb Williams.
Yep.
Ross Porter.
Well,
let's leave that out.
Ross dropped anti-Semitic bombs.
Yeah. M&I Reddit page, and I'm with you.
But they're voting for me to win.
I don't know why this one, but DeMarco Farr.
What?
That's wrong.
That's not right.
Yeah.
And then Mason, recurring guest star, and the COT rotating cast, including Dead Meow 5.
Dead Meow and I are friends.
Yeah, I don't. This is his
list.
Oh, my.
Coconut Michael's
list. You guys, this is the first time this has happened today.
What?
Nevada blew that entire
13.
Oh,
no. Nevada minus a point and a half.
Dayton has roared back.
Damn you, Dayton.
And with 2:25 to go in the game, it is 56-all.
Damn. That's
the NCAA for you guys.
Look at those Dayton Tigers, if that's what they are.
Seven
Dayton Flyers, aren't they?
17-0 run in the last 4:55. They just ended it.
Nevada, all right.
So at some point, if you want to, because we are we're part of Westwood
One
for this.
Yeah.
We can play this game for you if you
want.
But whenever
we have to give Brian a heads up so he can.
Yeah,
find
I already talked to him.
Oh, okay.
We can do a live looking. Let's hope
we can do a live looking whenever you want.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Dayton just tied it and they got an and one. They could take the lead. They were 17 points down. They have gone on a 19-2
run. All right, let's hear a little bit of Westwood One.
Run. All right, here's the game.
Oh, they went to commercial.
Okay. They went to commercial. We will get you some of that coming up.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Damn.
I didn't run them out more than one game.
All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. I think it is Brian Cohen's
game. It is
game
Brian's
today,
game.
Is it not?
It is. Yes.
We will do that coming up next. We'll also keep it up to date. Nevada and Dayton,
58 all, 2 minutes left.
59-58 Dayton. First lead since the first half. They blew a 17-point lead with 5 minutes to go in the game.
Go Wolfpack. All right, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hey, it's Mace. My favorite casino and the only place I play poker is Commerce Casino. And I'm not bluffing. Here's why. The Commerce Casino and Hotel, biggest poker room in the world. Legit. No better place to play in SoCal. And there's always a seat for you at Commerce, maybe even next to me. The poker action never ends at Commerce. This year alone, the Commerce Casino is paying out over $20 million in jackpots. Great food at Commerce, amazing staff, beautiful hotel rooms, daily tournaments, and the Commerce Casino and Hotel is the home for Mandy's 3 this coming June. We would never have it anywhere else. Commerce Casino, 6131 Telegraph Road in Commerce. For more information, visit commercecasino.com. That's commercecasino.com, and I will see you at the Commerce. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. We're live at Islands in Manhattan Beach, Maine and Ireland show. Sedano and Cap coming up for you.
Hey, let's go. Let's go to the Dayton game.
To see a sweet one.
Okay, here we go. Hit it, Brian. Steve Alford.
Oh. I want them to lose.
Now, this is what Michael and I talk about all the time. Up 30. They should foul.
Let's go. As off left by someone. Dayton takes it. Dayton
wow. Owens game. We got players in Mason, Ireland, Pepe Montilla.
All right, you gotta hear me?
Yes. Yep.
All right, coming in a little choppy, but I got you still. So we got a game about Islands, since you guys are at Islands. Fun enough. All right, ready? All right, here we go. Number one, the first one. The United States has more or less than 10,000 islands.
It's...
Brian?
Restaurants?
Can you hear us?
No, I can't hear you guys, really.
Well,
kind of cutting out here.
Oh, yeah.
Less, okay. Or less. He can't hear us. That's weird. We deserve it for having the one person that's not here hosting. Yeah. All right. We'll bag it.
Sorry. Okay. It says it sounds terrible. We're cutting out. So hopefully we'll get this all fixed.
We're cutting out
a little bit.
It's not him.
Oh, so you want to, Brian, you just want to pick up one game until we get this figured out?
Yeah.
I'll see that.
Okay. We're back.
All right. Brian, can you hear us now?
Dayton
yes, I can hear you now. Can you hear
Arizona
me?
In the second
yes, we got you. You want to pick it back
two
up?
Two mores and two lesses.
Okay,
Brian.
Two mores and two lesses.
Yeah, what was the answer? More or less?
The answer is more.
Hey, more.
Pepe and I got it.
No, I got it.
You and I got
Greg
it.
Greg and John got it.
Okay. What's the next one, Brian?
All right, number two, here we go. How many islands help make up Alaska, the largest state in the U.S.? Is it more or less than 3,200 islands?
Mace.
Less?
I'm also going to go less. Pepe.
Let Pepe says less.
Did you turn your mic off again?
No.
There you go. You did.
It has a minor over
say more or less.
Less.
Greg.
Less.
What is it?
It is less.
Everybody said less, okay. Right?
Okay. Everybody's on there.
Everybody's on the board. Okay, Brian, what's the next one?
True or false here. There is an island in Humboldt County, California named Sugarloaf Island.
This one's me, and I say true. Pepe.
True.
Greg.
The green-eyed lady says true.
I know it's true.
Mace. Is it true, Brian?
It is true.
Okay, yes. Everybody's got it. All right, so far Greg and I tied with 3, Mason and Pepe 2.
Which of these U.S. islands is in Georgia? Is it A, Deer Island, or B, Wolf Island?
Pepe.
B, Wolf.
He's going Wolf Island. Greg.
Wolf Island.
Mace.
Deer Island.
I'm going Wolf Island.
It is Wolf Island.
Suck at this game. It's not my day.
One Greg or the four, other. John four, Pepe three, Mason two. Yeah. What's the next one, Greg? Or Brian?
How many people on the planet live on an island? Is it A, 1 in 6, or B, 1 in 12?
Greg.
Live on an island? 1 in 12.
Mace.
1 in 6.
I'm going to go 1 in 12. Pepe.
1 in 12.
It is 1 in 6.
Mace.
Whoa.
With a makeup point. There, yeah. Brian,
Australia,
how many you got left?
I got 5 left here.
Oh,
I mean, technically,
okay.
Is everything an island?
Go ahead, Brian.
All right, this one's also true or false. The movie Shutter Island, original working title for the movie was Ashcliff. Is that true or false?
Mace.
True.
I also think true. Pepe.
True.
Greg.
True.
It is true. It's the name of the asylum.
By the way, it's the most excellent stoner movie there is. Shutter Island. It's hard to figure it out, but it's great.
So stone makes it easier to figure
out.
Oh,
it makes it easier. Exactly.
Like when you guys talk.
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah, our show's
right,
better when you're stoned.
Greg and John 5, Mason, Pepe 4. Go ahead, Brian.
All right, number 7 here. Another true or false. In the movie Castaway, filming was halted for 2 years so Tom Hanks can lose 60 pounds and grow out his hair.
All right. This is me. I have no idea this is true, but you are nodding. This guy who's listening is nodding so affirmatively.
Oh, yeah, he is, yeah.
true.
Who's next?
Pepe.
True.
Greg.
True.
Mace.
True.
It is false, actually. Only 1 year. It was halted
you
for 1 year.
You ruined it.
You were so confident.
In the Laker jersey, you said up and you were shaking your head up and
you
down,
were,
too.
You were like, you knew.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It was, screwed everyone.
It was
everyone.
Halted.
Boost, man.
Well, I'm not listening
everyone
to that guy
bought
again.
That.
That guy.
Okay.
Yeah, hide. Hide in shame.
Yeah, hide in shame. All right, go
he's
ahead, Brian.
It was halted, but only for 1 year.
Okay.
1 year. Okay. Got him.
Right. So number 8.
He was close. He missed it by a year.
Which actor is not in the movie Kong Skull Island? Is it Jack Black or John C. Reilly?
By the way, one guy yelled as loud as you can, John C. Reilly, and the next guy yelled as loud as you can, Jack Black.
Yeah.
No help at all. Pepe, this is you.
John C. Reilly.
Greg.
John C. Reilly.
Mace.
Yeah, I don't think John C. Reilly was in it.
I'll go with the crowd. John C. Reilly.
Oh, it was Jack Black.
Oh!
Right there.
Damn.
Boo!
Oh,
you
hide. Don't even say you
you
knew.
Just guessed.
You didn't know squat.
Boo all of you.
Brian, how many are left?
I got one more and a tiebreaker.
Okay, yeah. One more. So, Greg, you
I
and I
to
have
go
to go
different.
First.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
What does the term desert island mean? An island that is a literal desert or an island that is deserted?
Huh.
Oh.
I am going to say an island that is a literal desert. Greg.
Ooh, I'm going the opposite way. I think it's an island.
A deserted island.
Then we can't win.
All right, Mace.
Yeah, you can't
yeah,
win.
Yeah, I think it's
you can't win.
I think it's a deserted island.
All right, Pepe.
I think it's a deserted island.
Okay, what's the answer, Brian?
It is a deserted island.
Five.
Hey, give me the W. All right.
Bergman takes the win.
All right.
You got
hey,
two
this is a good
already.
Day for me.
You got two already.
I now have two. I only had one before.
Wait a minute. We're not. Oh, yeah, no.
Next
that was it. You got a, Brian, you got a tiebreaker?
Yeah, I do got a tiebreaker.
All right,
so according to LinkedIn, how many island restaurants are there in Southern California and Arizona?
And Arizona. Oh.
Okay, so everybody write down a number.
I got mine.
I don't even think I'm right with.
I'm
going to
say. Okay. All right, Greg, what's your number?
I'm going to say 782.
Okay, Pepe.
600.
Mace.
75.
I wrote down 75. 177. What's the answer, Brian?
According to LinkedIn, it's only 42.
Oh,
Mace.
Okay.
Two.
Yeah, I took
that's
that.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I.
Dan,
I,
get on it.
It's not McDonald's. I mean, there aren't that many islands around. It's fantastic.
It
by the way,
good.
Did you guys see that story I sent you today about McDonald's? That apparently you can walk in and ask for something at a McDonald's called a family box. It's not on the menu, but they have to give it to you.
Yeah.
And it's half off of what it would cost if you ordered the items normally.
Really?
So if you want a bunch of food at McDonald's, walk in and say, do you have any family box?
So it's like a secret menu.
Yeah.
Like at In-N-Out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on the outside. Hey, where are Sedano and Kevin?
I have no idea.
Are they here?
Sedano just texted saying that we sound terrible because we're cutting out.
Oh,
so
well,
he's
I'm
on his way.
Send him the
Cappy should be here. He didn't come in this way. Usually he does. He needs to make an entrance and
oh,
show himself.
Oh, he needs
himself.
To make an entrance. All right, well, let's just hit the super stager anyway.
Morales. The boat. He's not here, but we got to do it anyway.
They're not here.
Not
yet.
Here. They're what? Not here yet.
They're en route from wherever they were playing pickleball, and you know.
Oh.
So
wait a minute. This is the closest we've done a show to Sedano.
There's
Sedano. There he is.
There's Sedano.
This is his.
Hey,
George. We can't make it any closer right, than this.
Pepe, I'm sorry. Would you be the
Sedano? So.
So they're out playing pickleball. Pickleball Madness is Saturday
right.
at the. And,
oh, here comes that scumbag!
Pickleball center
that scumbag Scott Kaplan.
Fountain Valley.
By the way, we lost. DeMarco and Beto beat us.
Is that right?
Two out of three sets.
Wow! But overall, how did it go? I'm playing at six.
It went okay. Look, Cappy and I have not played at all yet together. Since last year.
Okay,
oh,
they're,
wow.
they're
so
coming
a
together.
But you'll be,
you guys will be credible.
We'll be fine. A lot of unforced errors. DeMarco's gotten much better.
Has he?
Well, he's also lost a ton of weight.
Well, and you knew he wasn't going to take what happened last year lying down.
I mean, he got
him
smoked.
And Kirk,
oh, he
him
fired
and Kirk,
Kirk
laid
Morris.
A pretty big egg last
year.
Yeah,
he just threw him aside.
Yeah.
Sedano, I think we should do the show from here once a week. What do you think?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
It's fun. How far are you from here?
Look at this, man. These guys would all come.
Our pickleball play is like 40 minutes away.
But how far are you from here?
I mean, I don't know. Next
20?
30?
Yeah.
Yeah, traffic.
Yeah, it depends on traffic.
It's just PCH is the problem.
Yeah. The pickleball is Saturday. I don't know if you heard, but I'm injured now. I injured myself.
Yo.
Did you?
Sedano.
I had thrown out my bag.
Hey, everybody.
But did you? Hey, Cap.
No.
Did you guys hear, Sedano and Cap, did you guys hear how Mason got injured? There is nothing more Mason than this.
What'd you do?
I am not exaggerating. I'm just going to say a factual statement.
Okay.
And then I'll add some color.
He fell off of his stationary bike.
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Well, what happened was...
Well, how happened
so it's,
was...
So it's one of those ones. It's an assault bike
like
with
the
1980s.
Oh, I haven't asked you this
one
yet.
One of those 80s
Are
ones.
Gummies involved?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, you took gummies before getting on the bike?
Yeah, sometimes that work out
does
better
have, like
that.
Have, like, a fan, too, when you...
Yeah. It's got the fan, and you're doing this. And then Veronica came out. I reached down to pet Veronica and just fell right off.
Wait, so what's the injury?
Well, why'd you do that?
Injury, I think they'd call it a hip pointer.
Get out of here.
Yeah, a hip pointer.
So wait, so does that mean that you and Lindsay Baseball are not playing?
No, we're playing. We're even going to be worse than I thought we were going to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able
Cappy
to get around.
Cappy and I were talking strategy on the way over here.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm sure, are going to be pretty good.
We weren't terrible. They just were better today.
Is Beto better than he was last year?
It's hard to believe because Beto came out and he was sweating tequila.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, he literally has a drink in his hand.
Right.
He's playing.
Dude is like hurting. He's like, oh, man, we're like a game and a half in. He's hurting. But he's sweating tequila, but I don't know what it is. He got better as the game went on.
He did, and DeMarco is much better.
Yeah, DeMarco's hard to get the ball around because he's big.
Oh, he's big boy.
But when he rushes the net, right, it's like hard to get
it around. But apparently not as big as he was last year.
No, he's lost weight.
He's lost weight,
And he's been practicing.
That's
so
great.
I think that's what it is. So, like, Travis has the same thing as the length, right? Travis is a big dude. So
right.
Like,
now, Travis has not been practicing.
Oh, right. But he's still, like, got the length.
Travis is more of a length guy.
Fairly athletic, you know what I mean?
Like, so.
And I guess DeMarco's more of a with.
Are DeMarco and Beto on a team Saturday?
No, I don't know who DeMarco's playing with.
Caitlin Baker.
He brought in a ringer.
He brought in a ringer.
She's probably good, right?
She is good. Her family owns a winery. Of course she's good.
Oh, wait, from the Rams?
Chris, this is new knowledge. If her family owns a winery, we need to set her up with Greg.
We are friends. I spend time with her outside. We're fine.
They are a partner of us. We probably don't want to do that.
Is
there a no dating policy with partners?
I don't know. Don't ask me. Ask Sam Pines.
I would think if, you know,
she's a lovely lady.
You can't hurry love,
she's
Chris.
A lovely lady.
You cannot hurry love. That is true.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't hurry love.
Are you interested?
Right.
Cap.
We are friends. We go out. We play pickleball every once in a while. We've hung out. That's about it.
Oh, boy. Why'd you have to say the last part?
I know. So when you said you hung out.
Come on, man. What are you doing?
I'm not saying anything. We're friends.
They're friends. Degenerate.
Right. Friends you are. But
yeah, no, we are friends. Friends.
Is there something perhaps
there is
you
not
feel
anything,
a chemistry?
No. There's. We are just stop.
Right?
I'm starving, by the way.
I already saw
that. George, you came to the right place.
I am dating someone.
Hey, oh, you
put
are?
It that way, yes.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
All right.
So
Greg doesn't talk about his love life on
the air. I don't.
You missed the Kona pie eating contest, which was somewhat spectacular.
Who won?
Mason
I will do a recap.
Greg, and I.
First of all, Morales basically was severely hampered by his beard.
Oh,
and a lot of whipped cream is still in my nostrils.
Beard full of cream.
Yeah. Chris was not well suited for this because we no hands with the Kona.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mace took three monstrous bites at the beginning, but he kind of emptied his tank.
Yeah, and that was it. That's all I could
Greg,
get.
Greg, slow and steady
oh,
throughout.
Bergman, you got him?
And
yeah.
wins it.
Yeah. Bergman won. Yeah. It wasn't
I'm
like a,
right now.
It wasn't
all,
a blowout.
On there.
It wasn't a blowout.
It was not.
No, no, no. You and Greg were close.
I was
Chris, you see the video? Greg opened up his jaw and just went to town.
Yeah, no, right. Apparently his jaw is like retractable.
Can I ask a question from earlier in the day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of all the food here at
Island. Yeah, right.
Island Bay. Did I understand that Morales here cheated on me earlier today?
He did. I think we have the video.
With who?
There's video and picture.
Oh, yeah.
Doing what?
Apparently, Morales thinks that it's okay to do the 22-inch glizzy challenge with every piece of food with every other dude.
Yes.
So I guess.
Yeah, that is kind of cheating.
You never gave me your Letterman jacket. You never said we're going steady.
Yeah, but hold on a second. What happened?
Is there a promise ring?
What happened? So is this true? There was an onion ring love fest?
Yeah, it was an onion ring.
Travis had it in his mouth. He said, why don't you come and get it? I pulled on it. He pulled back.
Was there lip-to-lip contact?
There was in the left corner.
Oh.
Left corner of lip.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was no play-by-play.
He is cheating on you.
East Central nights are going to be weird now.
Were there any more?
Awkward.
Did this morning go better than yesterday?
Way better. No alarm this morning.
Yeah.
I did only two, 4:05 and 4:35.
Did not hear either
one. Did you get up, Chris?
I woke up at 4:15. Like, I got out of bed at 4:15.
Now, I actually set my alarm for the game and did turn it on. And then sort of drowsy and went back to sleep.
When I turned it on, it was 11-8 already.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, you watched the first inning? Did you see Yamamoto?
I saw Yamamoto, yeah, $325
million. So, Cappy, I keep saying, and nobody's buying it, but I don't give $300 million to a guy who's never, ever pitched in the major leagues.
From the first day that they signed him, I asked one question. What do the analytics tell you about how a pitcher who's dominant in Japan converts to Major League Baseball? No one seemed to have an answer.
Well, you don't think Andrew Friedman is an answer?
Ohtani converted really well.
Right, and, you know, Hideo Nomo had a good career in the majors.
Right.
And even for all the grief that he took from George Steinbrenner, Hideki Arabu wasn't a terrible pitcher.
Right.
Like, he had some bad moments in the playoffs, but he was a pretty solid pitcher.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I think Yamamoto is going to be great.
Oh, shocker.
We're really surprised.
And I think
and,
he will
and
be
by the
great.
Way,
and he also
will be,
that Shohei knows nothing.
What happened?
I heard that.
Look, this is a defensive Shohei. This is overreaction to one start. You're prisoner of one start. I think Yamamoto will be
just fine. Fair, spring, Mace, he wasn't that good either.
I still believe it's one start.
So, Mace,
Ipe's
got money on it.
Yeah. He had an 80 ERA in the spring.
Yeah.
He had one
Correct.
Bad start.
Yes.
How many starts would he have to go south before you would be concerned?
May?
So if he had a bad April, you would be concerned.
Yeah, I'd be concerned. If he has a bad five starts, I'd say, all right, we got problems.
He'll go on the IL.
But like Travis says, he believes he's tipping pitches still. Yeah, he is. Which is totally – yeah, see, he saw it.
Is this the same guy that thought that Tom Hanks
no,
did
that's
2 years?
No, that's
right. Which guy?
Right
oh, this guy right
there
here.
With
Nike hat.
This is the guy who took the Tom Hanks thing for 2 years?
Look at him. Look at him. He's so embarrassed about this.
Shame.
And you were so convincing.
Yeah, you did. You convinced us all.
But that's actually a good move. That's the move you do in Game of Games. You make them think you know what you're talking about.
Oh, I know this
about.
One. Right. Yeah, yeah, I know this one. No, I think Yamamoto, we can all overreact to one start, but it's just one start. Bergman, are you with me?
Yeah, it will. He'll be fine. It'll take a little bit of time. If they fix the tipping of the
pitcher thing. But what if he's not fine?
That's well, then they problem. Got a huge issue.
That's a huge,
huge
issue.
Problem.
Absolutely.
Plus, what happens when they lose Ohtani?
I don't believe they're going to lose Ohtani.
Of course
Ohtani.
You don't. Naturally.
I mean, if there's – look, the Feds are involved.
Correct. They'll figure it out.
They're going to find – they're going to get to the bottom of this. There's never a time when the Feds don't get to the bottom
Correct.
Of these things.
Correct.
Okay? So if he's involved, we're going to know.
Absolutely.
And he's going to get suspended.
All right. So just
Depends
straw
on
poll. Did Ohtani know what Ipe was up to?
Of course.
Greg.
Yes.
Sedano.
Why would he put loan in the subject of the payment?
All right, Morales.
Yes. Of course,
I agree with you, Mace.
No.
He will go down like.
So
a
why
gentleman.
Would he put loan in the subject of the payment?
I don't have an answer. Well, to that particular wrinkle. What I do know
Must be
is
a,
that
a language
that
barrier.
You do have people do have right? access to your bank accounts.
You're saying he's got the passwords.
I think he's got the passwords.
He's got the launch codes.
I think he's got the launch codes.
Really?
I
think
the
interpreter.
Not improbable.
Interpreter has the bank.
His best friend.
Yeah.
Who's with him every single moment.
Yeah. I
yes,
can tell you, my
I
best friend
does.
Doesn't have my bank accounts. I mean, rubber Rachel does, but that's different.
Okay.
She's also your accountant.
So would you know if Rachel skulked off with $50,000? Would you know? How long would it take you to know?
I, Cappy, I have to say, when he did this to me, I would not know.
Well,
if,
yeah.
If
yeah, Lisa, I would know.
If Lisa blew 50 grand today, I wouldn't know about it.
I would have no idea. How would you know?
You do a better job.
I look at the bank account.
Oh, see, I know.
But, wait, so, George, you do?
Yeah.
Does Kelly run the bank account, though?
No, I do.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's different.
See, in our house, our spouses do it.
See, yeah. The idea is, like, for example, there are lots of cases where famous people
that's
had
clearly a white people thing, because Hispanic men are not letting the money go away.
Had business managers that stole everything from them.
George, would Kelly know if you did it? If you wrote me a check for 50 grand, would she know?
Probably not.
Then you should write me a check for 50 grand immediately.
Yeah. For Sided?
Correct.
Yeah. How much percent of Sided do I get?
All of it.
Not a lot. He's got a lot.
50K, what do you get?
Not a lot.
What do you get?
Not a lot. Maybe a point.
1 point?
Yeah, maybe
is
a point.
Sided that rich?
Sided's killing it.
Yeah,
man.
Maybe 1%. That's it. Mm. You know? Mm. I've been out collecting a lot of cash.
What's your valuation?
Yeah, what's your valuation?
Well, right now.
I own a piece of a hotel that's more than that.
You do? Yeah. More than what?
More than what? Than a point.
Really?
Shinano owns a hotel
in Montana.
How much did you put into the hotel?
Hey, did everybody did everybody take Oregon?
Yes.
Oregon, the 11 seed, just advanced.
Right? It is I
got
a final.
I got them going deep.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're looking good so far.
I had Oregon plus the points. I won uncut.
Hey.
That's what I'm talking about.
So nice how about show. This comeback that Dayton just made?
On Steve Alford, of all people.
We heard amazing. It. Dave Pash and PJ Carlissimo, you guys brought it up.
Who here had Duquesne today?
I did not.
You're a Pittsburgh.
LeBron did.
Is that, did you know that Duquesne that was LeBron's school coach?
Is Duquesne a Pittsburgh school?
Yeah. I did not.
Yeah. Why were you so disgusted?
Greg,
by
what famous Laker went to Duquesne?
He hates everyone. What are you talking? He hates everyone.
He's so angry with LeBron for hyping up his coach.
Lindsay put the tweet.
See if anybody knows.
The LeBron tweet in our group chat. And Chris was like, gosh, he's so annoying.
No, I said it's nauseating.
Nauseating was the word.
All right, does anyone know here what famous Laker from the 80s went to Duquesne?
What famous Laker from the
80s
went to Duquesne?
Somebody just said it.
Somebody said it?
Yeah.
Really?
Nobody knows? There it is.
Oh, Norm
Nixon. Really? From Duquesne.
Wow.
It's Norman.
Did not know that.
Married to Cap, do you know?
Married to?
Yeah. Norm Nixon?
Mrs. Nixon?
Yeah, no.
Felicia Rashad, right?
No. Debbie Allen.
Oh, Debbie Allen.
Debbie Allen.
Is Ahmad Rashad.
Ahmad Rashad.
Debbie Allen.
Clearly, Rashad. Well, she's no longer Rashad.
Ahmad is
like four wives after.
Oh, is that they're no longer?
A long time.
Does she still go by
George,
Felicia
including
Rashad?
Including one of them was the Johnson & Johnson heiress.
Right. His new wife is a Cuban woman, I believe, from in Miami.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does she still go by Felicia Rashad?
No, she's Felicia whatever.
She went to her maiden
whatever,
name.
Whatever,
whatever.
Yeah.
She was in the Creed movie.
I'm pretty sure Felicia Rashad, as we know her, and Debbie Allen are sisters. Are they?
No, is that right?
Yeah. Really? Everybody, a lot of affirmation around here.
Words of affirmation, this is a great crowd. Yes. There's been a lot of feedback. Some of it not good.
That guy right there.
This guy.
Took the day off.
You're regretting coming here for the next day.
Pepe knows all about this. Don't worry.
So tell me what you guys have eaten today, so I know what to eat.
Yeah, what do we eat?
I just had a quesadilla, but
I just had the North Shore tacos. There's three tacos waiting for you on the table, Cap.
Cappy. The North Shore. This place is great. I eat here all the time. North Shore tacos, excellent. Big Wave Burger, excellent. Kona Pie, excellent.
Let's just get all that stuff.
Yeah.
Cheddar fries with the ranch dressing, really good.
We had it earlier.
Fried green beans, really good.
No, I don't want fried green beans.
Save great onion rings. You and Morales could totally lady and tramp a green bean.
I don't want to lady and tramp a green bean.
So, Cap, have I told you this story?
No, he already cheated on me. No go.
Oh, true.
No go, man. No.
No moss.
No, no, no.
Exactly.
I'm a 22-inch glizzy kind of guy. Oh, God.
You got all in there. That was all in there. I don't think anybody needed that.
No, we don't need that.
Yeah. Just snatched it.
I think that's a great way to wrap it up.
Yeah. So more of that.
Pickleball Ireland.
Okay, yeah. Greg and I are going to play pickleball. But let me give a thank you.
What time are you guys playing till?
We're playing from 6 to 7 is when we have the court. So, true story. As you guys know, I have a special needs kid, Jack Ireland, and he had never had a
job.
Yeah, he was here today. He has never had a job. And so I called Dan McCausland. There's Dan standing right there. Thank you, Dan.
Dan the man. Dan the man.
Dan's a regional manager at Islands. I've known him for about 20 years. We met years and years ago. And I called him and I said, hey, I got a crazy idea. Would you hire my son? He's never had a job. I want to try and get him some work experience. And Dan says, your son's been coming here as long as I've been here. I think he already knows everybody. Sure, we'll try it.
Yeah.
That was 8 weeks ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he loves it. And so, Dan, thank you. Great. for doing that. And to Kim Casillas, the manager, who's Kim's here today running around.
It's very cool.
Thanks to Dan and Kim.
What are we having here?
My son has his first job.
So yeah, that's awesome, man.
Very much appreciated.
All right, we will get Shadano and Cap now. Lots of stupidity between now and 7 o'clock. Everybody is live from Islands in Manhattan Beach. Don't forget, pickleball is Saturday
at the Agape Pickleball Center
in Fountain Valley. See you there. And thanks to everybody who was here today. Mason and Ireland back tomorrow at 1, 710 ESPN.